Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Monday, June 12th. In the news this morning, July corn is up 8.25 cents at 812.5. December corn gapped open higher overnight. It finished up 10.75 cents at 541.25. July wheat up 0.75 cents at 631. July beans down a penny at 1385.5. But November beans up a nickel at 1209.25. Obviously, a new crop led the way up here in the corn and the beans. The rains were not as much as advertised. Northern Illinois, for example, only got maybe a tenth of an inch of rain to maybe a half an inch in some spots. Iowa, the rains were a little more generous, an inch to two locally. Southern Indiana got some rains, but still way too dry. And we certainly expect crop progress tonight to take another hit with lower ratings in corn and beans. So I think that's going to kind of be the real factor here this morning. We still have the funds. I've got them short 50,000 corn. I've got them short about 103,000 contracts of wheat. Long 40 beans, long 63 meal, and a long 12 oil. So the wheat and corn could be supported by some fun buying out here. Keep in mind, we've got a long weekend coming up with the Juneteenth holiday. The FOMC is going to be releasing their latest interest rate at Wednesday. Most people are looking for them to keep it unchanged this month. We have NOPA on Thursday. I would think we'd see a fairly decent number there. But I think, you know, certainly the market's going to function on two things here. If the funds want to get out of their short corn and wheat, and what the weather is going to be for the rest of the week. So, you know, it looks like it's going to be pretty cool here today. Maybe a few little pop-up showers, but again, not enough to really end this drought by any stretch of the imagination. So I think the beans and corn will be well supported on the breaks out here. The outside markets, crude oil is now $2 a barrel, which put a little bit of pressure on bean oil overnight. We'll see if that continues here this morning. But overall, you know, it's just a game of, you know, which weather forecast do you believe out there? The European model looks, you know, relatively dry. No real heat. Starts to warm up pretty good next week, but nothing so much this week. So again, it's kind of a mixed bag. Like I've been saying, I think the pros will sell rallies generated by dry conditions. I think they're going to buy it back when we get some rains. And I think that's going to be pretty much the story here till we get to the end of the month and see what the acres numbers are. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.